You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes. Nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And that means I must be Daffodil.
Bringing you the wacky, warped, and weird every week on our show.
Rolling down the highway, looking for the cheese. Looking for the cheese. Rolling down the highway, looking for the cheese.
Are you writing your own songs now?
Oh, yeah? Why not?
What's Are you going deal? To record them?
Well, I didn't say that now, did
okay,
I?
Okay, that's
Rolling
fine.
Rolling down the highway, looking for the cheese. Looking for the cheese. Rolling down the highway.
Well, we're on the road, Daffodil. Come on.
We are definitely on the road.
Yes, say it on the show this week. There's only one place where you could find this record, at a roadside yard sale. And we found it. The Happy Hamsters do Michael Jackson. Yeah. I know.
But that's okay.
It's our show, right? You know? Cheese? Michael Jackson?
Yes, and actually I have some funny things to say about that later.
Yeah. And on top of that, the celebrity slip-up. I don't know if it's really a slip-up because it was Carol Channing just doing the diamonds are a girl's best friend.
You can't really call it a slip-up if she's like that all the time.
Well, let's just call it a slip-up anyway.
Yes.
But we're starting off the show this week with none other than the Crosby Brothers doing the polka. We haven't had polka in a while.
No, we haven't.
Little Brown Jug coming up shortly, but we're starting off. Get on your bicycle. It's time for Bicycle Polka right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you. with its simple gay rhythm, is one of the most refreshing dances done today. Although there are numerous versions of the polka, the heel and toe and away we go is by far the most popular, as well as the easiest to execute. By following the directions in the manual and listening carefully to the record, you will find yourself dancing almost immediately.
With the Krusty Brothers and Little Brown Jug. And before that, we had Bicycle Polka. You were on a bicycle, right, Daffodil?
I have been on a bicycle.
No, you're in the van.
I'm in the van right now, but I have ridden a bicycle.
Oh, well, that counts. You rode a bicycle, preferably if you were listening to that song, but if not, that's fine. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please. Again, we're the Wacky, Warped, and Weird.
Every week. How do you put up with us every week? I don't know.
Because we're entertaining.
Is that it?
Either that or we're ridiculous. One of the two.
Shenanigans, I suppose.
Shenanigans every day.
And the crap we play like this week. What a combination. Happy hamsters doing Michael Jackson songs.
Yes, I have to tell you about this.
Please.
The Happy Hamsters were originally called the Happy Chipmunks.
Okay.
And one of them was named Melvin.
Melvin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, Ross Bogdan, what's his name there?
Ross Bagdasarian.
Thank you. Sued.
Oh.
So, in 1982, they released a record called Merry Christmas from the Happy Chipmunks.
Gotcha.
And in 1984, they released a record called The Happy Chipmunks Sing Michael Jackson's Greatest Hits.
Okay,
I got that.
And then
they were sued.
Oh.
And then later in 84, they released The Happy Hamsters Sing Michael Jackson's Greatest Hits.
Oh, so in other words, they were the Happy...
The Happy Chipmunks.
Okay, the Happy Chipmunks they started out as.
They got sued.
Then Ross Bagdasarian came on and sued their butt, right?
That is correct.
So they
Junior, Bagdasarian Junior.
Oh, okay. So ultimately what happened, we can't release it as the Chipmunks. Maybe we can change it to some other name. Let's think about it for a minute. Hey, let's come up with the Happy Hamsters.
And here we are.
Oh, okay. So I got it right?
You did.
Okay, so we're going to hear Billie Jean is not my mother.
Not...
His mother,
no.
Their mother, someone's mother. Something like that, right?
She's not the one.
Oh, that's it. Kind of weird having a bunch of hamsters.
Technically, but based on the song,
yes.
Billie Jean is the mother. He's not the father.
Oh.
It's like Maury Povich before Maury Povich.
Ah, yes. You are not the father, of course. But, you know, the whole thing, hamsters singing about something like that is kind of weird. But right now, we're starting off with a happy... hamsters, right?
Yes.
Happy hamsters and Beat It. Right here on
Cheese Please.
We'll be right back. company, but three's a group. When one of the three is a radio.
Keys.
With the Happy Hamsters and Billie Jean. The Michael Jackson song, of course. And before that, as they did Beat It
the Happy Hamsters. You don't need to hear Michael Jackson sing it when you can have Happy Hamsters singing it.
That just makes everything so much more fun. And you were asking me if I had another factoid.
Yes.
The only other factoid I had is they only had one other record.
One other record? That's
yes.
it?
Yes. Ghostbustin'.
Ghostbustin' with the Happy Hamsters.
That is correct.
Ooh.
And other songs.
Oh.
So I'm not sure what's on that one.
Imagine.
We'll have to watch around for that.
Yeah. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, and we have now rolled our way into something else.
And now it's time for the Cheese Please.
And on the slip up this week, we have none other than Carol Channing. Who's Carol Channing, you may ask?
Carol Channing was an American actress, singer, dancer, and comedian who starred in Broadway and film musicals.
Wow.
Her characters usually had a fervent expressiveness and an easily identifiable voice.
Yeah, she had a sort of a raspy type voice.
She had a very odd
voice. I used to see her on 70s game shows.
Did you know she originated the lead role in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes in 1949 on Broadway?
Oh, before Marilyn Monroe did that.
Long before.
Wow. That is
and that's
something.
Why she gets to sing this song and claim it as hers.
Ah, because she did it first.
Yes.
And that was from the movie, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Well, no, for her, it was actually on Broadway.
Oh, yes, but Marilyn Monroe sang it too, but she's well known for it, so we're going to play it right now. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. On?
Cheese, please.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a lass needs a lawyer, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. There may come a time when a hard-boiled employer thinks you're awful nice, but get that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks go high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Stash those rocks in your strong box, for on them you can always depend. It's not compensation, it's self-preservation. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Romance is divine, and I'm not one to knock it, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. Romance is divine, yes, but where can you hock it when the flame is gone? Just try and pawn a tired Don Juan. Some men buy and some just sigh that to make you their bride they intend. But buyers or sires, they're such doggone liars. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Time rolls on and youth is gone, and you can't straighten up when you bend. But stiff back or stiff knees, you stand straight at Tiffany's. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I don't mean rhinestones.
Please, with Carol Channing, Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, from the Broadway play, then movie, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
Yes. the show that made her a star.
Yeah, I can't really say it's a slip-up, but you know what? It's still fun, and I'll just say, yeah, what the heck. But you have more information on her.
I do, and I really like this. There was a cover story on her in Life magazine in 1955.
Okay.
And one of the quotes, and I quote, "Finding roles that suit the strange and wonderful charms of Carol Channing has always been a problem to Broadway showmen. She looks like an overgrown Cupid doll. She sings like a moon-mad hillbilly. Her dancing is crazily comic. And behind her saucer eyes is a kind of gentle sweetness that pleads for affection."
Ah, so that's why she fits so well on our show.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was a heck of a quote. And, of course, she's turned up on game shows in the 70s.
Yes, and did you know that the Burns and Allen comedy show, George Burns and Gracie Allen?
Right.
Allen was forced to discontinue performing due to her heart condition.
Yes.
Saw that Burns...
That's Trannis, Gracie, right?
Gracie Allen, yes.
Yeah, sure.
Channing saw that Burns was in a need of a partner, and basically they asked her to step in.
Wow, yeah. And was that on the radio show or TV show they had?
Cannot answer that question because I don't know. It was
somewhere.
In the 50s, so...
Yeah. So it's probably on television at one point. They were on radio in the 50s, too, in the 40s.
Yes.
We're going down the old media way, I guess, when we want to talk about that. And a lot of it's on YouTube and other sources, too. So if you want to check out the Burns and Allen show, George Burns, Gracie Allen. If you want to check out Carol Channing, type her name into Google.
Do you know...
What?
...that she died just 2 weeks before her 98th birthday.
Wow.
In 2019. She was 97 when she died.
Wow.
She was still performing right up until 2017.
Really? That
yes.
says a lot.
So she was no spring chicken.
No. Are we spring chickens?
No, but we should probably open the glove compartment before we run out of time.
Yeah, well, that's true, but you sure we want to open it this week?
Yes.
I don't remember if I put anything in it or not.
Well, we're about to find out, aren't we?
But what if I don't remember if we put anything in it?
Well, then we'll open it and it will be full of sadness and disappointment.
You want to look instead of me?
No, I don't touch that thing. It makes too much noise.
Oh, okay, I just forgot. Stand back. Get back here. Okay, here we go.
You put a tube in the glove compartment? That's interesting.
Oops. Little technical difficulty there.
Is there anything in it?
Yes. Look at that. It is Jerry Lewis. And Never Smile at a Crocodile.
That's one of my favorite songs.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Come on.
No, really.
That's just... I think we better get the glove compartment fixed for next week.
I think we should.
Until
come back next week,
folks.
More shenanigans are underway.
Never smile at a crocodile. No, you can't get friendly with a crocodile. Don't be taken in by his welcome grin. He's imagining how well you'd fit within his skin. Never smile at a crocodile. Never tip your hat. Stop to talk a while. Never run, walk away. Say goodnight, not good day. Clear the aisle and never smile at Mr. Crocodile. You may very well be well-bred, lots of etiquette in your head, but there's always some special case, time or place to forget etiquette. For instance, never smile at a crocodile. No, you can't get friendly with a crocodile. Don't be taken in by his welcome grin. He's imagining how well you'd fit within his skin. Never smile at a crocodile. Never tip your hat and stop to talk a while. Don't be rude, never mock. Throw a kiss, not a rock. Clear the aisle and never smile at Mr. Crocodile. friendly with a crocodile. Don't be taken in by his welcome grin. He's imagining how well you'd fit within his skin. Never smile at a crocodile. Never tip your hat and stop to talk a while. Never run, walk away, say goodnight, not good day. Clear the aisle and never smile at Mr. Crocodile.
Cheese Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf, Dude, and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf, Dude, and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.